a shy country girl with vivid red hair, stood on a stage, armed only with a guitar and her voice. No one had any idea how massive a journey she was about to embark on, with all four celebrity judges wanting Forbes local Celia Pavey on their team. It was clear that her talent was worth fighting for and would take her far. Well, it has. And on Monday, she'll compete against three other contestants to be named the winner of the 2013 reality TV show The Voice. Today, Celia and her coach and Australian singer Delta Goodrum have just landed in Forbes and will be visiting Celia's old high school and meeting her growing fan base this morning. Before the craziness begins, Celia Pavey joins us. How are you, Celia?
Hello, I'm well, thank you.
I've heard you've just been mobbed at the airport.
It was really beautiful coming back and seeing some really familiar faces. It was gorgeous.
Have you ever had that sort of return home before?
Just with my family.
Well, I'm sure just always as excited to see you. But how does that feel, that transition for you, when you think about the first audition you were part of?
I mean, it's very different, but it's just incredible to have the amount of support I have, and people are being really wonderful, especially Parks and Forbes, but I can't thank them enough.
I know. You have been in the local paper. There's not a Forbes advocate that doesn't come out without pictures of you, Celia.
Oh, that's really gorgeous.
Now, you describe yourself as being shy. Has it been hard to cope with the whirlwind through all of this?
I mean, it has, but I think I've grown a lot as an artist and as just a person as well. I've grown a lot of confidence, and I think that's one of the best things about being on this fantastic show and, you know, having this wonderful opportunity. It's just been incredible.
What has made that difference in terms of developing your confidence, Celia?
I think just being able to perform and perform, like, you know, perform in front of lots of people and have Delta as my coach, it's just been, you know, it's helped me grow and develop.
Yeah, tell us, what's that been like?
It's been amazing. Like, I've learnt so much from her, and she's so wonderful, and yeah, it's just been unreal. Like, yeah, incredible.
And has she ever been to Forbes before?
No, so it'd be really nice for her to come visit the fam and my old school and everything like that.
Yeah, what are your plans?
Just going to visit and say hi to everyone, and, you know, hope that they're voting. And
yeah, you've got to make sure they don't just sort of cheer you on and get all starstruck, but they actually vote as well.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's an important part.
Now, tell us your musical influences, because you sound very, very original and very, very folky. Would you say that's fair to describe you that way?
That is very fair. I mean, I think that's part of my sound. I think it's, you know, I've got lots of influences from way back when, like in the 60s and 70s, and I think also just growing up with, you know, an Irish sort of background as well, have, you know, gives me that beautiful sound, and with mum and, like, my older sister is my inspiration, and I think it's really, yeah, it's just beautiful to have them.
And how are you feeling about Monday?
I'm very nervous, but I think, you know, you've got to be positive, and I can do it for the girls, you know. I know I'm the only girl left that I feel I can do it. Yeah.
And regardless of what happens on next week in terms of the outcome, do you feel that there's, you know, what is the path forward for you?
I think just continuing to be positive and, you know, make really good decisions and keep songwriting and just, you know, have an incredible career if you just keep positive and follow your dreams and believe in yourself. So, yeah.
Well, we wish you all the very best, and I'm sure your family and the community of Forbes and Parks will keep you grounded as well, yes. Celia, in all of this.
Yes, they will, and they have, and they're just doing an incredible job, and, you know, it's really good to be able to come back home and, yeah, say hey.
Look, all the very best for that, and we'll be cheering you on next week.
Thank you.
See you later.